And as Jeff Marcy knows, that's down to location, the Earth's distance from the Sun.
Venus is closer to the Sun. Mars is farther from the Sun. And there's a zone in between the blazing hot furnace of Venus, the frigid Mars. That zone in between we call the habitable zone, and the Earth lies smack in that thing, where water would be in liquid form, not in steam too hot, not in ice form too cold, but rather a temperature that, as Goldilocks said, is just right for life.
The location of this habitable green zone depends on the star. With hot blue stars, the green zone is further out. With cooler red stars, it's closer in. Every star in the Milky Way must have a habitable zone. The question is, do they also have planets within them?
In 1995, something happened that was extraordinary. I got a call from my collaborator, Paul Butler, and all he said was, "Jeff, come over here." And it was a moment that I will never forget. I was silent, Paul was silent, and we were just stunned. There on the computer screen, I saw the unmistakable signature of a planet.
Jeff had discovered the first planet around another star. But he couldn't actually see it, because the planet itself was too small and dim.
Any planet orbiting a star is lost in the glare of that host star that outshines it by a factor of a billion. And so instead, to detect planets, we watch the stars. And in fact, a star will wobble in space because it's yanked on gravitationally by the planet or planets orbiting that star. And by watching the star alone, we can determine whether the star has planets and how far out those planets are from the host star.